Well, good evening. Can you tell me we have a youth night?
I hadn't noticed.
Me neither. Exodus chapter 3 is where I'd invite you to open your Bibles. I did see somebody posted something that said, this weekend in Missouri, you will be able to wear flip-flops to snow boots. I guess that's the truth. Looking outside, it's kind of fun to watch the snow. Not so much fun to watch it go sideways. But anyway, thankful you guys are here tonight. Exodus chapter 3, I want to look at this idea for just a moment tonight. Beginning in verse number 13, Moses is at the burning bush. God is instructing him, telling him, I'm going to send you to my people in Egypt and you're going to lead them out of there. And Moses becomes that captain of excuses, as we know. But verse 13 says, and Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Moreover, God said to Moses, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. And this is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Now think about that statement, I am, okay? Now, I know that from time to time we, or I, like to mess with people. And I may ask you, how are you today? I'm good. Are you sure? And you kind of look at me, and maybe you second guess yourself. And then you finally say, yeah, I am. I'm good today. Well, good. It's that surety, right? When God is speaking to Moses, what he's saying is, I am sure. This is who I am. That's what you're to tell them. I am. I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. That's who I am. Now, I will tell you, people ask me, because they do, I go to the school and the kids will say, hey, are you Gavin's dad? I am. Are you Addison's dad? I am. Are you Dalton's dad? I am. And I love to tell them, I am. And that's the surety. I am their dad. And I know it. There's no doubt about it. This is what God is saying. And so tonight I want you to think about you. If someone was to say these things about you, we're going to look at a few things that's by no means exhaustive at all. But do you have that surety to be able to say, I am? Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Beginning in verse number 3. Notice what Paul writes. He's writing to Christians. Beginning in verse 3, he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. Now I want you to think about this for just a moment. I am. In this, Paul is writing again to the church. He's writing to Christians. What he's calling us are his children. And so if somebody was to ask you, are you a child of God? Notice verse 4, he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. And so God had already, before the foundation of the world, set these things in place. Specifically, you think about the church and how to get into it. He has set that in place even before the foundation of the world. And so if somebody were to ask you, are you a child of God? Can you say, I am? with that same sort of surety? Or do you have any doubt? If you have doubt, we need to discuss that, think about that. But if you look at this and you say, I'm in touch with every spiritual blessing, I have redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ because I have obeyed God's plan of salvation. I've been baptized into Christ as we looked at this morning. I am a child of God. We should be able to have that surety. Look with me at John chapter 15. Again, these are some things that come to mind when I think about that statement, I am. I should be able to have that same surety in my life that God has of who He is. And I should have that same surety of who He is so that I can make these statements to say that I am a child of God. Or here in John chapter 15, go down to verse 15. Usually look at chapter 14 and verse 15, right? If you love me, keep my commandments. Well, here Jesus said, you are my friend if you do whatsoever I have commanded you to do. You think about these words that Jesus has given and what He has to say. These are the things that when we look at who Jesus is, do I love Him and keep His commandments? Could I be able to call myself His friend? You know, you look at John 15, I think I said verse 15, I'm sorry, back up to verse 14. You are my friend if you do whatsoever I've commanded you to do. Someone says, are you a friend of Jesus? Can you with surety say, I am? That's who I am. I follow His commands. I am His friend. We sing the song, I'll be a friend of Jesus, right? They tried my Lord and Master. All of these things that Jesus went through, I'll be a friend because my life is going to be dedicated to Him. Is that what we show? So if somebody asks, can you answer certainly to say that I am? Look with me at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to begin in verse number 12. Again, you think about Paul here writing to this letter to the church at Corinth. He's writing to Christians. He's going to be telling them who they are and what they get to be a part of. Here in 1 Corinthians 12, beginning in verse 12, for as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many. So you have one body, many members. Go down to verse 26 here of 1 Corinthians 12. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. And God has appointed these in the church. First apostles, second prophets, third teachers. After that, miracles and gifts of healings, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healings? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? Well, no, obviously not. But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I'll show you a more excellent way. Well, what was that more excellent way? Love. That's the demonstration of it. But if you were to be asked, am I a part of the body of Christ? Am I a member of Christ's church? Can you say I am? Can you answer that with surety? Or is there something there else that is missing? In Philippians chapter 3, and here's what we have to be able to answer, to be able to look at, again, that surety to answer these questions of just simply stating, I am. Is there surety? Is there certainty? Here in Philippians chapter 3, go down to verse number 20. Again, Paul writing to the church at Philippi. These are the same church, different congregations of the Lord's body that he is writing to. And he tells them in verse 20, now, let me back up. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly await for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you were to be asked, where are you going to spend eternity? Are you going to spend it in heaven? You see here what Paul writes? Our citizenship is in heaven. Peter will write about being aliens, sojourners, children of the dispersion, when they were dispersed all over the world. Are you looking forward to living in heaven, or is this, you know, we talk about living in America, and I love it. I'm thankful for the religious freedoms that we have and the freedoms that we enjoy, and I hope we get to keep those things. But when you really look at this, it's not about my citizenship here. My citizenship is to be in heaven. And so if you can't answer that that is what you are a citizen of, somebody says, you're going on to heaven. I am. That's the surety. If I live my life according to God's word, then I am at this very moment. If your life was to end tonight, would you be that citizen of heaven? If you can't say, that's where I'm headed, then do something to make that right so that you can truly answer that question. Because if you look with me at Ephesians chapter 2, we see what Paul has to say. Ephesians chapter 2. Think about who you are, the fact that we are to live this every day. In verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 2, Paul writes, he says, for we are his, this would be God, his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Are you God's workmanship? Are you God's child? Are you doing those things that God has instructed and commanded us to do? We are his workmanship. We need to be able to say, I am. That's who I belong to. That I am his workmanship. And I do those good works that I have been created to do. Those are the things that every day we should be able to answer the manner in which we live our lives. To say with surety, I am God's workmanship. I am going to show you and demonstrate for you what it is to be a child of God. I'm going to do those good works that God would have me to do. I'm going to love my neighbor as myself. I'm going to first and foremost put God first in my life. I'm going to be that person that regardless of how I'm treated, you could call them my enemy, I'm going to love them. I'm not going to be that one that tries to get retribution. I'm not going to be the person who acts in an ungodly manner. I'm his workmanship. So therefore, I'm going to do those good works he's created me to do. And I'm going to follow after him. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we see why that's a big deal for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 is a child of God. It's his workmanship. That friend of Jesus that I am to be, the member of the body of Christ that I am to demonstrate that I am every day. Notice what took place in my life. In verse 17, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Notice in verse 14, the reason for this is the love of Christ compels us. If one died for all, then all died, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. So therefore, no longer do I live for self. No longer do I do the things that are pleasing to me. Instead, I please him. I'm his workmanship. I'm a new creation. I'm not that same person any longer. Those things, the old me, passed away. Where's those things pass away at? Well, I left them right there. That old man of sin, that old person, I rose to new creation to walk in newness of life, new purpose, living for him. What does that make me? Stay right here. Begin in verse number 18. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. There are a couple things you could look at. You could say, back up there to verse number 18, he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Are you a minister of God? Are you a servant of God? Are you ministering to others? Are you taking to them that word of reconciliation? Can we answer? I am. Notice in verse number 20, something else we could be called. Now we are ambassadors of Christ. Do I represent him the way that he would have me to? Am I truly that representative? We think about, we have ambassador for our country and countries all over the world, right? They represent us. They still hold true to the laws and the values and things that we stand upon. Well, as an ambassador of Christ, regardless of where I am in the world, I'm to be that representative of his. Am I demonstrating his word? Am I demonstrating his love, his kindness? Am I demonstrating to them what they can do to be right with God? Am I helping them to see that? Am I that servant, that representative? I need to be able to answer with surety to say, absolutely, I am. I am that one, that I am being who God would have me to be. I'm living how God would have me to live. Because here's the greatest part. Look with me at Romans chapter 8. Here's the greatest part of this. If that's who I am, if that's what I do, if I am a child of God, if I am a friend of Jesus, if I am a member of the body of Christ, that citizen of heaven, God's workmanship, if I am all of these things, the new creation, that ambassador and minister for Christ, then notice what happens. He says in verse 1 of Romans chapter 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Do you see what happens? I am free from condemnation. For those that are in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. And so I need to be able to answer with certainty that I am free from condemnation. I am a child of God. I do what he would have me to do. And I help others to do the same, and I teach them to do the same. I am his ambassador, his minister, because all I desire, do you notice there what Paul had said? That I'm begging? I'm a beggar on his behalf for people to be right with him. I want them to go to heaven. And if I want them to go to heaven and I'm living my life that way, what am I helping them to see? That if you are in Christ, if you're living for him, there's no condemnation there. You cannot, meaning it's not possible for you to be condemned living for Christ. Can I say that of myself? Because if I can't, then how am I going to help somebody else get to heaven? I've got to live that life true. I've got to have the surety of heaven. I have to be able to say that this truly is who I am. I have to have that surety. You know, we don't need to guess. Look at 1 John chapter 5. And I want you to think about these words as we close out this evening. 1 John chapter 5. John writes, and I love these epistles. I love the gospel account of John, but I love 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. Because what he demonstrates for us and truly writes out for us is what that love of God looks like. The fact that you have Jesus he has left the glory of heaven. John begins this epistle to tell you all about the one who they have seen, the word of life. They have seen him. They have beheld him, stared at him. They have embraced him and touched him and held him. They know who he is. That love he writes about, the one who went to the cross for you and I. And here's what you and I will be able to have. This is what surety looks like. Verse 13, 1 John chapter 5. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. So you and I understand I am means I can have that surety of heaven because I know who I am. I'm a child of God. There's no second guessing that. I live my life to be right with Him. I do what He would have me to do, and I try to my best to help others to do the same. You know what I know? I know that I'm going to heaven. You know, on the other side of that, if you have any doubt, you know what you know? You're not. You're not headed for heaven. You can know that. If I believe in Him, I'm going to live for Him. I'm going to follow His commands. I'm going to be His friend. I'm going to be that one who is His ambassador, His representative right here in my life, regardless of where I am. I'm going to live for Him so that I can have that surety of heaven. Tonight, if that surety isn't yours, won't you do something about it? If you need to become a child of God or if you need to repent of the sin in your life to be right with Him so that you can have that surety, we want to help you. Tonight, if there's any need that you have, we ask you to come now as together we stand and sing the song that's been selected.